You see, you can't rap again. Yeah, as for me, you're always supposed to tell us we are there now. You're always supposed to tell us in this history. You see, that's one thing. I'll charge consultancy for that. So, as he mentioned, my name is Abner Isiasatini. I am the marketing manager for L'Oreal West Africa. Now, if you mention L'Oreal, how many know L'Oreal? Okay, you know L'Oreal, so what brand? Yes. So what brand do we have? Thank you. You can then you know because that can help me. But you didn't know it was yes, so that can help me is a L'Oreal brand. Any other brand? So I manage that can help me. Any other brand you know for L'Oreal? And makeup brand for your makeup brands. Maybelline, yes. Maybelline, I manage Maybelline as well. And then I have a face care brand called Bani. So I've been at L'Oreal for about 6 years now. L'Oreal, proud to say, is the biggest cosmetic company in the world. So it's like number one. So because of that, we are able to get information and knowledge about how to build a brand. But that knowledge is about building a brand for like products. Not for human beings. However, in this day and age, we need to understand personal branding, which is more about branding for you as a person. And we all need to understand that whether we know it or not, we have a personal brand. The idea is to understand it and be intentional about it. So as I mentioned, my name is AC. Since it's a small group, you can easily tell me your names. So let me see those who are not shy, who talk. I'm expecting the SRC president not to be shy. It doesn't fit me on Uber.
Karen.
You see, this is also my first time, so kind of educate me. So Karen, I'm studying to be, or I already work in, so that I have an idea the group I'm talking to. Okay, so what's your long-term plan to probably have your own pharmacy chain?
Not necessarily.
Really?
To end up in academia.
In academia, because the way I'm looking for pharmacies will be easy. It's a channel that is growing. That is going to be the next big channel for beauty. So, but if you don't speak academia, that's also good. Hope they pay you better. Yes.
Okay. Yes, I also work with the Central University
Africa. Oh, on the
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a dean of students and I'm also
working
to come
in lecture one. In what area?
Public
health. Okay.
So I'm myself
and I'm a
nurse by profession. And I also want to be doing my PhD in
what? Oh, okay. Which one was that? I've heard it before. But what is this? What's like the lay person like me?
A
specialization in
study of
what?
Oh,
okay. So you also want to be in academia?
Yes.
I'm assuming. Okay. Madame? Your name is Modell.
Moselle.
Okay. So in the next 10 years, you're looking at. So you'd be an entrepreneur, like working in a hospital or where?
No, I don't want
to go into occupational health. Okay, so you, that means you'd be in, like, industry. So you'd be in the occupational health.
Yes.
Okay, that's I have an idea.
My name is Mara. I'm a physician assistant.
Okay.
And I also want to go to
Oh, okay, so like 4 out of 4. Wow. Okay. Yes. Don't know what you're doing. But what are you studying now? Are you studying something here as well?
Yes, I'm studying public accounts.
As an accountant?
Yeah.
Can you help me understand how it works?
I don't know why you are not here.
Or you can work in the public sector or something.
No, that's okay. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what I want to do in this thing because I want to be studying probably that way.
Okay, Daniel. Okay. Alright. Maybe you be like the one the bad boy gets a wish. Yeah.
I might say the bad boy has scientist.
Okay.
Therefore, the person that wants to be a businessman to travel on the
world. Okay, you sound more like a prophecy than an ambition. You sound like a prophecy for an international church. I see you have it. So I want to have that clearer and explain it to you, please. So, environmental scientist, right?
Biomedical. Yes.
Okay.
So, a little man said,
yes, and what does that entail? When you say you want to travel all around the world, do you what?
Having fun. And also be a philanthropist. So, yes.
Don't come back.
I
get it. So sorry, I didn't get any.
Basically.
My job? Whether you like it or not, it's your brand. And when your brand is Googled, Your name doesn't come up. Page one. How about your pictures? Let's see. You're going to John Hopkins, they say, let me Google if what you see. Are you in any of the pictures?
No.
Okay, so you basically have very little brand presence.
Okay, so let's take the Ekwa account.
Okay, so let's, that be a lesson for all of us. Please give me your official name. Okay, so let's take what out? Ekwa, so it should be Parry JC, right?
Yes.
Great chemical. That is you. Yes.
The first picture.
The first picture is you. This is the first picture people see when they view you. The wedding, is that you?
No.
Okay. Are you the one on Facebook? Karen JC Facebook. Are you Dr. and Mrs. Karen JC?
No.
Are you Karen JC on Pinterest? This, I'm assuming, is you. Prince JC is obviously not you. 2018 Pharmacy, that sounds like my name. So if somebody is to Google you, John Hopkins wants to take you and Googles you, this is what they will see. Let's go to the images. Somebody in the webinar is really trying to upstage you. So this is the first picture they will see. Are you happy about that picture? Does it portray your brand? Okay, next person. Let's Google another person. Oh, people are Googling themselves. Checking. You've never Googled yourself before. You've never Googled yourself.
Once in a while.
Yes. So let's say you are at an interview. I'm going to Google you to check. I'll ask anything. I'll just type in your name. Any other person? Hey, people are frowning their face, so I will be there. Florence, because you and SRC are suspecting Florence. Are you sure you are the bubble? Okay. Is this the K or is that? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so in terms of images, this is the image that comes up. Mm-hmm. Did you do anything with Jackman?
No.
That's all that Jackman is called Florence. So, the first picture that comes of you, what do you think? If you compare it to Karen, it's better. Okay. How about if you go to all? Is that you, the first person?
Yes.
You are MD of Segerman's Enterprise. Is that?
I used to work
there. Okay. But then, look, there's a beautiful article of you.
Yeah.
That's why I said, because you are SRC, I'm suspecting yours. Okay. Third person before we move on. Maybe Emil, who's not looking at him intentionally.
Isaac,
he's not happy with you. He will come and he will deal with you after my coach. Isaac, what?
You're not seeing
him. Please tell me. We are not anymore. Isaac. D. It's not you.
That's not.
Okay.
But let's try the third.
We should look at what?
The third name.
What's the third name?
Yes, A-D-U.
A-D-U-K-O-N-E.
U-K-O-N-E. Yes, what is it?
Like this?
U. Yes.
Facebook. Postgraduate. Do you by any chance have a link in English?
No, I don't.
Not to have a little bit. Karen, do you have one? Florence had one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because I'm a marketing professional, I am more intentional about building my brand. So, let's use the experiment on me. Alright. So, don't get offended with your enemy. You're not supposed to know these things unless you are taught. So, my name is Adeline. There you go. actual Facebook page, different from the private one? How many have you counted so far?
Five.
And then the images. This woman is worrying my life because she has my exactly the one in the middle. So she's obviously not me. Okay, so, and then I've written some books. So you see, the whole first page was all about me. And then let's look at images. This is a post I posted on LinkedIn. I used it. As I said, this woman has my name, so she comes up. So you see how many times I've come up? Because I am more intentional about building my brand. That is the only difference. And the idea is that when somebody Googles your name, whatever picture comes must be a picture you are proud of. How many of you have gone to a photo studio to take a picture, a professional picture? This picture of mine, I use it everywhere. And this picture, I took it as the place that they take passport pictures. Just ask them to make it bigger. Do you have one like that? You have one like that, kind of. But when we Googled it, you saw the person who made it. That means that your LinkedIn probably does not have a picture. That's on your LinkedIn. See, time, please be arrested. Please, are you getting the idea? The idea is that the brand is you. Who you are trying to tell the world, hey, this is me. This is how I want you to see me. Whether you want to be an entrepreneur, whether you want to work at FDA, whatever the case, when somebody moves your name, what comes up? That is your brand. As I said again, I'm just trying to give you an idea of the difference when you try to build your brand intentionally and when you leave it. But I'm saying that whatever it is, your image will be out there. So personal branding is synonymous with your reputation. How are you perceived out there? Is the appearance that you display in your life towards the people in it, and the impact this has both inside and outside your career? So no matter what, whether you are the student SRC president, whether you are looking at traveling the world, how is that shown when I Google you, when I ask people about you? It's the image you are putting out there. And whether you like it or not, you are putting something out there. So personal branding is about being intentional about what you are putting out there. Is that clear? So for example, what I'll say is that for the SRC president, you have so many opportunities of carving out your image. So yesterday was International Women's Day. Did you put out an article? You now have a voice. So how can you use that voice to build your brand? What is your brand? Female leader? As a female leader, what does that entail? Did we see that when we Googled you? We saw a beautiful article about the first SRC president, female president. That was
2021,
just last year, which month?
It was somewhere
in December. So we are in the third month of your yes. So you have to then, you have to then ask yourself, how can I use this platform to build my brand? So let's look at other brands. So the first brand is what? Here, at this point. Coca-Cola is a type of P2, right? It's a type of P2. It's a type of beer. It's a what? It's a soft drink that everybody who here does Coca-Cola. Everybody knows. How about the next brand? What brand is that? Everybody knows that brand. Now, without me even writing out the full name, the first one at the top, where they've written key, what comes into mind really fast? Did you see soap written there? No. That is the power of branding. That it has top of mind share in your mind, ingrained in your mind. That when you see key, you didn't think of dog, you thought of soup. The second one is what? Is it is KFC written there? No. You just saw a drawing of an old man and assumed it was KFC. Why? All of you said the same thing. That is branding. Intentionally telling you who I am, not letting you define me, but I communicate to you who I am. The next one is. So, now you are, I hope you are appreciating more what branding is. You think that it's not intentional, but these brands have made strategic steps, strategic decisions, so that when you see the brand, you recognize it. Let's go to the personality brand, where it's about people. So let's do this really fast. Grace, when we say Jake, for what comes into mind? How about his personality? How would you describe him?
Gentle, calm.
Has he spoken to you?
Yeah, I've met him once.
And he was very gentle. Who hasn't met him? You also said gentle. Do you know that he did not be gentle?
Yeah.
But that gentle, I don't know how old you guys were in 2000 when he ran for president. But that gentle giant was part of his branding. It was intentionally put in music, branding, like artwork, everything put in your head. Now, every time you mention his name, gentle giant will come to mind. Not because he's necessarily gentle. He may be, but that was the intention. Why? Because it was such a contradiction from the... Now you see how people sat down. It was one of the biggest advertising giants in Ghana who actually drew up his campaign. They intentionally took words. Now you are thinking about it, you realize what I'm saying. But Alan's true was in contradiction to the person he was trying to succeed. But let me ask you something. Apart from Rollins, when was the last time you saw a president with a beard? But when you finish going to America, you check the last time you saw a president with a beard.
Maybe the Canadian president.
It was recently. It was in the maybe he's trying to say that he's current time. But he didn't start with a beard. Anyone present with a beard, have you realized? Let's name the presidents. Mahama, no beard. Who else? No beard. Can I tell you that?
I think Ronnie's wife was the president.
Was what?
He was not
here. He was with him. Oh, okay. He had something like a mustache. But most of them are. There's no even more mustache, but it's clean shaven. Haven't you noticed? It's clean shaven. All of them are clean shaven. It's a branding technique. Do you know why they do that? That's why. Not necessarily, because if you check old, before marketing became marketing, if you check American president, they had beard. It's because research showed that you are more likely to trust somebody who's clean-shaven. Yes, that's why when you go to the bank, they are not allowed to have beards. Because their job is based on trust. It's like I'm exposing which guy. So you see, it's not, you think that it's just decisions there. No, it's this personal branding. When you are trying to communicate who you are, and everything about you must communicate that thing. that message, that purpose. Oh, my politician, you can trust me. In cliche, people are more like, do you know why most banks use me? Because based on research, it shows that people relax around their talent and trust their talent. So find the bank is about what? Trust. So you use blue. That's why 80% of them use blue. Because at the end of the day, if I am in a kiosk and I ask you to bring 20,000 cedis, and standing says bring 20,000 cedis, when you come to my kiosk, you need 20,000. Then you look at the kiosk and it looks like 20,000, I'll run away with it. But when you go to the bank, have you ever gone to the bank and seen the money before? Have you seen the money stuck there, all the money they have? Most of them even don't own the building. However, you give your money to them. Why? It's because of branding. Branding must communicate what you are trying to let the other person understand and appreciate, which is trust. So everything from the design of the bank, how plush it looks, the kind of building they are in, must communicate the brand. So that is for like a company brand. But the same logic goes for you as a person. Let's go to the second person. Who's the second person? I knew that you would know her. So what would you say about her brand? It's she a little again. Yes, but in terms of personality, what would you say? Jovial.
Straight.
Intelligent. So what do you think you would want if you were the one who was managing her as a brand? What are the key characteristics that you'd like to communicate that would fit in the National Science Center? Marquis brand. You said strict. That's good because she's dealing with younger people. You said intelligent because what she's doing basically it requires what? Understanding. So if you Google her, you realize that there are lots of things speaking about her credentials as a professor. Talking about what you see now you are seeing the connecting the dots. So it's the same for your brand. The next question, and I'm not my brand. Slavery. Any other person? Pardon? Actress. I want personality trait more. Can you see here? What comes to mind? Versatile. Affable. Dramatic. She's an actress. She has to be dramatic. Entertaining. She's actually one of our favorite brand ambassadors for marketers because when she tells people to buy things, they actually believe her. Why? Why do you think they believe her? Her conversion rate is very high. Conversion means that from people just knowing about the brand to buying the brand. So, some people you do adverts for them, nobody will buy. Like 1 million people see it, but nobody will buy. And at the end of the day, they're trying to sell. But with her, you see a real conversion. So I'm asking, why do you think so? What is it about her personal brand that makes people believe it?
Yes, charisma.
Charisma. You think because of charisma, people will buy? I think somebody said affable. She's easy to relate with. She's likable. And the thing with likable is sometimes it's an X factor. You can't explain it. Some people are just likable. And I think that because she was also able to easily move between the tree language and the English language, more people connect with her. She's not too high class, neither is she too low class, like in the middle. As for Kumasi, I remember when she says something, you all just. But do you understand the importance of your brand? And she charges. She can charge us as much as 100,000 to to be your brand ambassador. And so if you become a number of branches doing it for, yes. It's only God who's protecting him from you. Because I'm sure they'll be very jealous of him. So we Google Shatawale. So we Google, why are you laughing? You see, now you understand branding more. You see why you laugh. Let's look at Shatawale in Google and then let's look at Saturday. You see the difference.
Yes.
And both of them have personal brands. Both of them are intentional about their brand. There's nothing wrong with Shatawale's brand. Neither is there anything wrong with Saturday's brand. It's just this is how they intend to communicate their brand. So Saturday's brand, you say it's more of clean cuts, serious, right? What other way?
Confused.
Saturday's brand. But you see, when you go to Shatawale, you see more color. Can you imagine Saturday dying his hair like this? No. Because it doesn't fit in his personal brand. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I hope you're understanding branding more now. Okay. So what are the benefits of personal branding? You become more relatable. So if you brand yourself and people understand who you are, you don't seem like that technical person far away. Then you are approachable, relatable. They can come and ask you questions. As a scientist, as a what we call pharmacist, it's also you're able to also establish your brand identity. Then people say, "Oh, if anybody is your examples are a bit hard for me because who said epidemiologist? Yes, if the moment they mention that category, they should mention you." If they mention pharmacies or pharmacists who are lecturers in Ghana, they must mention Karen's name. So you have to have a brand identity. So you see how it's connected to knowing yourself. And then you get more opportunities, obviously. If people are Googling your name and they see articles upon articles, it shows that you are experts in that area. And then it helps you differentiate yourself. How many pharmacists are in Ghana? Yes, if there are 5,000, can you name top three? And on what basis do you name top three? Can I name top three? You are even in the industry, can I name top three? So the idea is, out of all the pharmacists, you should be able to put your name out there so that when people say pharmacists in Ghana, your name comes up. If people say doctors in Ghana, professors in Ghana, your name comes up. If people say SRC leaders in Ghana, your name comes up. So you enhance your expertise and then you leave a lasting impression of who you are. Because your brand will outlive you. Your brand will do what? Outlive you. So, Kwame Nkrumah, for example, his brand has what? Outlived him. So what is your brand? Okay. So before we go on, I hope that you have now understood that it looks like branding is connected to your purpose. Right? So before you can define what your brand is, your personal brand is, you must link it to your what? Brand purpose. Your why. Why are you here? Why are you doing pharmacy? Why are you doing epidural or something? Why are you doing lab
technology?
Why? So can we discuss? Your why is what's going to lead you. Your why is your basis for building your brand. Why?
So she said she wants to be a professor.
But if you want to be a professor, why do you want to be a professor? You can easily become a professor. So why? It's on that basis that you will build your personal brand. Why? What differentiates you? What will differentiate you is your why. Your interest in what?
The subject,
in the demography.
Like your interest, like
the
skill that
is. Okay. So if, when I started, I defined personal branding as how people see you. So if it's your interest, how will you project it to me so that I know that, oh wow, this is really your interest? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's your interest based on what? I'm interested in this course because I realize that most people in Africa don't understand that this is connected to ABCD. It's like, I'm interested, but why are you interested? And why you are interested is what would draw me in. To be like, wow, this one is an expert. But for you to say you're interested, you haven't completed anything to me. Any other question?
Grace, thank you.
What was your course? Nursing. And you wanted to have your own hospital, right? But why?
So basically to help those who can't have access to health care. I mean, nowadays they quite challenging. You want to charge for rendering the care to the patient. So the main goal is to give up the care before they can begin.
Okay. So why do you think other people haven't done that? Do you think it's because they are not interested in doing that or there's a barrier?
Well, some people would love to do it, but then they think of the loss.
So you want to operate a hospital which is losing. How will you pay people who are there? How will you pay them?
So we say that because I'll have my own job assigned the facilities like
your job will pay for a home hospital which is free.
No, it's not free.
But you take your people before you charge them.
Okay. It's not going to be free, but then there are some people who really can't have access to it because of financial difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it would be a medium for them to get the access to the little they can get.
Yeah, so you subsidize them. You subsidize. That's
yeah.
If it's 1,000 CDs, you charge 100 so that the hospital
so
take care of
it.
You know what's this? I don't think you really don't do the whole thing.
Well,
no. Wait. Yes, but I'm saying that you see, it's there's a reason why somebody's being cash and carry. It's not like they're doing it for no reason.
Yeah.
It's not like they are. Yes. There's a reason. So my point is, if you want, which is good, it's a great idea. Kudos for having such a good heart. It looks like you have these poor people having swindled. Poor people have not swindled you yet, so you're still pure. But what I mean is that how are you going to pay for the difference? So if it's 1,000 and you said 900, for example, they'll pay 900, they'll be left with 100. How will you pay for the difference? You said you will be working. Right? Mm-hmm. So basically, your hospital will be like an NGO kind of thing. Yes. You see, you're not answering the questions, pap. You said you thought through it. And then, you're going to have other things which will what? Subsidize it, right? And that is what you would do. Your work. As a what? So your salary as the nurse is going to compensate your own business.
Yes.
So when you have the business, you pay yourself as much. You put the money in the hospital.
Yeah.
Do you see how big the holes are more than the holes in the chairs? The reason I'm questioning you so much is not to put the spotlight on you. It's because if you want to build your brand, you have to ask yourself some difficult questions. Because the way you are clear about it, you're able to communicate it clearly to others. If you are clear about your purpose, you're able to communicate it clearly to others. So what I'll ask you to do as your homework. is that it sounds good, but you have to do more homework. If you, for example, so let's take yours, you wanted to build a hospital and we are in you, it's not realistic for you to say that you have a business which will be looking after it. Businesses most of the time start making profits after 10 years or so. So if it's something you want to start as soon as possible, that means you want people like Bill and the Gates Foundation to finance it, right? So how do you make yourself visible to those people? How do you build your brand to those people? How do you start now? If you said in 10 years, right? 10 years is like around the corner. So by now, you should even have an idea about how a hospital works. Why do you need cash and carry? When you say it, I get the impression that it's because, oh, they are not thinking of poor people. But that's not it. So you should have a thorough understanding of why, and then build your brand around it. But this is what I want to do. I have clarity. I hope you understand me. Oh, I put too much work later. Okay. All right, any other person? Let's talk about your purpose.
Diagnosis.
That happens with whenever we are building in Iran. The moment I mention that in Ghana, they will tell you what they think. I mentioned it, they will tell you what they think. And we do that even officially, because I need to ensure that what I want people to mention when they hear that in Ghana, that's what they are mentioning. If they are not mentioning that, that means that there's a gap in communication, which I must close. And must ask myself why. I was hoping more people would talk about this purpose, but it looks like they are not talking enough. Let's open up. I also think it's because maybe our system doesn't necessarily teach us how to plan very well, how to focus on what we want to be. So, Natalie, I'm sure if you ask a lot of Ghanaians what they want to be in 10 years, it's very difficult for them to tell you. It's just not what we do. So, I was hoping that can have a conversation so that at least my time here won't be. Grace doesn't become small, she smiles and they're like, wow. But Grace likes swimming, Grace likes me more, Grace likes. But you do that thing and without much effort, people are like, wow. That's number one. Number two, get feedback from friends and family. Not those friends who like telling you what you want to hear, but you can ask your mother, ask those friends you grew up with. They can give you that feedback. And number three, I said number one, what comes easy to you. Number two, friends and family. Number three, stop living in fantasy world. You need to wake up. You like the idea of some of us, and myself included, we daydream too much. Ask yourself if that is what you really enjoy doing, or you like the idea of being that person. Maybe because you watch too much TV. Maybe because you... Don't you see that when you watch like idols, when they are auditioning, you see the champion come and they sing and you're like, what do you mean this person even think they can sing? You like the idea of singing, but the truth is that your voice is not the voice of a singer. It's the voice of a frog. Sometimes some people also like the attention it gives them. But that is not it. So I would encourage each one of you to truly, truly look at your brand purpose. It's connected to your talent. And that brings me, I don't know if everybody's a Christian here, I'm assuming. But I realized that the Bible gave us a secret to finding out our purpose. He said that a talent, your talent will do what? Take you before kings. What, you know, when you were in school, there's something that you do that makes teachers like you. Or the people seniors, we can all cast our minds down to that. And those things are the ones which bring out what? Bring the spotlight on us. And some of us are forgotten what that was. Or we have geared from it because, as I said, some of us are in fantasy world, we like the idea of it. Or we have those friends who are lying to us. Or we are not focused. It's too many things. I'm good at this, I'm good at that. It will really help you to ask yourself, if Bible has said that your talent will take you before kings, there's something in you, each one of us, that will take us before kings.
Wait, sometimes I think it's our system.
Right? You want to have good
hands.
I agree with you. I agree with you. So totally agree with you.
I agree with you. There is no income.
I agree with you. I agree with you. So you're right. But I think that our system also, apart from it being structured for people to say there's no income, our system doesn't build us to strive, if that makes sense. Our system doesn't build us to look at challenges as things that we have to fight against. Even as Christians, we are waiting for that testimony. When you are going through trouble, you are just waiting for testimony. You are not asking yourself, how do I go through this challenge? And it's God telling me something about this. You are just waiting for your testimony. You go to church, take away money, and you go and you put seed. I'm just waiting for my testimony. Somebody comes and gives you the testimony about how they went through something and they got a car. You didn't even listen to the first part one of what they went through. When you hear car, you should take 20 seeds. They have also into their testimony. So you are right. Our system doesn't encourage certain professions. However, if we were have that resilience in us, that says, yes, but this is my purpose. You follow it no matter what, you know? No matter the challenges. Because whether it's Ghana or America, there are challenges. In America, that person say, because I'm black, the system is against me, the system is racist. You do your Ghana, you are also saying, the system. Everybody is talking about the system. Oprah Winfrey could come out of that system. And I was telling myself that I have to even read about Kwame Nkrumah, because that man was way ahead of his time. If he could envision something, even Ghana then, some of us, did you see that person? People were saying too much. They said somebody was, a child was, how do you call it? Reciting the Ghana anthem and started crying. Somebody wrote in there, when you are trying to love Ghana, but for prices. And the system makes you want to cry. I think, please, if you get anything from this, especially with the brand of focus, it is that you have to sit down and realistically ask yourself, what am I doing? The plans I have are being realistic. What is my talent? Where I want to go to in the next 10 years to come like this? Am I building it today? So you say you want to do something in 10 years. What are you doing today connected to that dream?
In the same
looking at the thing realistic. So if the person has to have a realistic and honest discussion with themselves, you said it, that the person may not have the intelligence required to be a medical doctor.
Well, that's the reason it doesn't happen.
But maybe the person doesn't really, it's not about being a medical doctor, which are some of the questions we have to ask ourselves. Is it really about being a medical doctor, or you want to help people? That was really the underlying thing. But when I sing, I get money. When I sing, I get influence. So instead of becoming a medical doctor, can I sing, get the influence, get the money, and then start an NGO, like what she said? Because at the end of the day, remember, whether we want to be a lawyer or a there's an underlying need there, which is not the profession, but it's what we want to do. And sometimes it's not medical doctor, it is I want to help people. Or it is not something happened in your life that made you choose a certain path. And sometimes it doesn't translate to that particular profession. Sorry, please. Do both. But what I'm saying is that sometimes it's possible to do both. But whenever we are starting something, it's good to always focus. So if you can do both, however, medical doctor requires you to spend more time in your books, then you study first. Then, when you have studied and completed and you are a professor like my brother, or professor to be like my brother, then you pursue your singing career. But you don't do both and say, I'm good at singing, and your medical doctor, you know you have to study. You will study, you'll be going to studio, you'll be auditioning. The time, at the end of the day, you end up in nursing booth. What I'm trying to say is that we have a lot of interest. Find the basic one, pursue the big basic one, and then build blocks on it.
So, I also want to ask something that our society somehow wants to define us.
Yes.
What do we really want to be? What are we good at? Some of us will have multiple interests, but then have then first, what can we do now when you stay home?
Yeah.
Then what can we do that immediately when you are staying home, they can still come to go on and then make some extra income? So it's all about looking into yourself and defining what you want to be. And you don't exercise also defining what you must be. I don't know what I'm
making. Yeah. So basically, your brand purpose is not defined by anyone but by you. So brand purpose, you tell society what your purpose is, not what they tell you. Okay, I don't know whether I'm preaching or teaching, because the way people are quiet, it's like, well, the pastor says something that you have done. I hope so. I really hope so. Because honestly, even for myself, it's something that I am really looking at. Because I realize that we are not taught enough of this. We are not taught enough of like looking at, what do I want to be? What is my purpose? How do I get there? Having that single thought. Yeah, not taught. So you start by asking yourself, what do I want to be known for? What do you want to be known for? Ask PhD in pharmacy, what do you want to be known for? Why are you a health professional? What's your interest? What's your specialization? What's your interest? What's your specialization? And sometimes, please, me, you can tell me a PPO or whatever, but your people know that even in that there's a subset. So, do you want to specialize in that? What do you want to be known for? Can I ask that question? What do you want to be known for? What do you want to be known for? Oh, he's part of the class. What do you want to be known for? Let that spare your personal brand.
particular time.
Okay. So, for example, me, I want to be known as a specialist in marketing in Ghana. So, if anybody says marketing in Ghana, I am building my brand so that they think of how do I do that, is the question. So, what do I want to specialize in? I want to specialize in e-commerce, influencer management. With us, we have something called influencers. You know those girls, those kids. Yeah. So, influencer management. And customer analysis. So those three things are what I'm always looking at, studying them. There are courses, free courses all over the internet. I can read them. And then I take advantage of, I'm actually teaching you the breakdown, but I take advantage of any opportunity I have to build that brand. That means my LinkedIn, because I'm talking profession. So other marketing profession, other HR businesses will be on LinkedIn. So my LinkedIn must show that. So let me quickly show you, for example. So this is my LinkedIn page. Everything. So if you see the number of, so I have right now 4,900 followers. I'm trying to get 5,000 followers by June. So I have a target of how many followers. I have a target of the kind of people I want to follow. Every day I write an article. My experience is drawn out here, detailed. Why? Because I want what I want to be known for marketing, as an expert in marketing. And subset is for e-commerce, influencer management, customer insights or analysis. So I build my network, everything around that. Please, is that clear? So can I ask a question again? So I don't, since you are new to this, I don't expect you to have it clear and cut like I do. Whatever I'm telling you is because I've had the opportunity to sit down and think about it. So how, why I want you to talk, I want you to be brave, not like, and you know our system, we are so afraid of red pen, that you are so afraid of making mistake. But you can just talk, madam. You have been smoking the whole time I've been here. So tell me, what do you want to be known for?
I want to make an influence in children's health.
In children's health? Exactly. That's very good, but rather broad. So now ask yourself exactly where in children's health. Is it cancer? Which is horrible. Or what? What exactly?
We want to look at the nutrition aspect.
It's perfect. So child nutrition, will you put it that way? So by now, you should start investigating, doing more courses on nutrition, understanding up way exactly what's the, when I say courses, not just here, like online, read about it. If you are asked about it, you know what to say about it. You know which part touches your heart on it. You want to be an expert in that. So that's what your brand is worth. Can we, you two are not discussing. So the question we want to ask is, what makes me different? That is your first number. There will be 5,000 pharmacies, but what makes you different? There will be 100 hospitals, but what makes your hospital different? Yes. What makes you different? So let's look at this man who has built his brand as a dentist. So let's look at some of his videos.
Okay, so let's go.
how he's building his brand as Africa's number one dentist on TikTok. How does he do that? So he wanted to go viral, means he wanted everybody to know about him. So he realized he had a resemblance to Kevin Hart, the comedian. So he stood on that. However, all his things, you see that there's something on him which shows he's a what? A dentist. You even see a picture of the tooth behind him. He's not taking out his profession. So you guys, nobody knows of him. You know of him. You know of him. You know, or you know him. Or he's a boy. Oh, sorry. About him is nothing. So that is what makes him different. So please, let's ask ourselves that question. What makes me different? And it is on that basis that you communicate to others. It's on that basis that you choose which social media platform you want to use to communicate that. Now, for every company, what we do is that we have our unique selling point. What is different about my product? So, for example, for that matter, I have this relaxer. When you use it on your hair, it gives you more volume. It gives you more thickness. That's what people want. So, whenever I am communicating, I tell people, voluminous hair. Which company says everywhere you go? What are they trying to that everywhere you go, you get what? So there's something that is unique about what you offer, and you have to find out what is unique about all the pharmacists. What is unique about me? There's no right or wrong answer. Somebody will say, ah, their dentist can't be on TikTok, but he has done it. So what is unique about you, Daniel? What is unique about you, Grace? Isaac, what is unique? What will be your selling point? Hey, people are not talking. Is it Moselle? No, huh? It's not rhetorical. Can somebody tell me what they think is unique about them? They are not bragging wise. Ghana people are modest. What do you think is unique about you? Grace Mary, right?
So wherever I go, people get to know me instantly. Just my name.
How can you connect it to your brand purpose? It's your passion. So you can see that and be thinking about that. How can I use that? But if your brand purpose, your name doesn't really make any difference to it, then it doesn't become useful. So as I said, it's a unique selling point. So it's not like you are somebody who names babies, and you yourself have such a unique name that you can tell people that, hey, look, I can name your baby because I have a unique name. So it has to be relevant to the industry you want to be, to your brand purpose. So as a pharmacist, what is unique about you? What is your unique selling point? As an accountant, a public health official, what is unique about you? What can you bring to the table?
That's my presentation.
Yes, please. I think you are the real accountant. You think about it. But these are some things that should be all that you think about. So there's no right or wrong answer. What were you going to say?
So what I mean is,
the area of this.
So, okay.
Forgive my name, in the area of balance sheets, in the area of cash flow management,
so,
in the area of this.
So, for this, we got it. Where? So, let's say,
area and be the one who gives you new solutions in that area. Because you can't give you new solutions in every area. And if you specialize, you become better at it. Or, yes, Karen, you are looking at me deep thoughts. You are still thinking. There has to be something unique that you bring to the table. So when it comes to taxation in Ghana, you can do that in 10 years. You can build up a standard. That is if you are, you say you are moving, you know, what you can literally do is sometimes you can be specific, okay, I give solutions in taxation, in which industry? In public health. So if somebody is talking about public health, as in public health companies or ministry of public health, whatever, like in the, how do you call it, government sector, you are number one when it comes to taxation. That's, which is, you are just joking, I get it, but it's a serious point because what I have learned is you don't look at the manifest, you look at
the solutions.
Yes, and then the money will come. Because people are making money from things that we never thought it's possible to make money from.
That's true.
Yes.
So I was thinking that what did you think about can being a reliable person be a good quality?
No, there's no right or wrong answer here. I just want to teach you the principle so that you look for it. So the principle is that if you are reliable, is being reliable something that is needed in the industry you are in? Is that something people look for? So for example, if I say that, oh, my relaxer gives you curly hair, and nobody is looking for a relaxer that gives curly hair, it will be pointless. First, actually, with marketing, what we do is we look for, okay, we make relaxers. What are people looking for in relaxers? Then we actually make them. If you see my research, even with skin, I can tell you that in Ghana, number one skin issue is pimples. So when I'm doing, I take care of face. When I'm doing adverts or allocating my budget, we look at the products that will help with pimple. Number two is even skin tone. People really want an even skin tone, even skin management. And I even look and say, this is my number one price, number two price. What I'm saying is that whatever industry you are interested in, please do your due diligence. Look into it, then match it with what you have. I hope that's clear. Thank you.
And I'm back, I have a good question here.
Yes, please.
I think I've read a few of the nations and you have also alluded to it. That it could be maybe our upbringing has been is very times it's so difficult to go down to speak up. And so we're looking for a interaction between you and the audience. My question is, how do you mitigate against the scenario where you get tapped as to be too low as against you saying this is what is unique about me, you branding yourself for people to know who you are, what is your purpose? Against that Ghanaian scenario where people easily get tapped for you being too low for saying what you think.
Yes.
I guess give your perspective on that.
Okay, so my personal perspective on that is that people are going to say you have too much, except why she has to pay. It's just because every time change needs to happen, somebody needs to pay the price. That is why Mandela had to be in prison for 27 years. That is why Kwame Nkrumah had to be in prison for her. Like, that's what I totally agree with you. Because part of branding is that you must put yourself out there. Visibility is part of, which I will come to, visibility is part of it. And Ghanaians, as you said, culture, people will come and sit at the back. People will come to a gathering and be like this. And that is what people are now. We have things which don't fit in the art of branding. But I believe that as you do it and people start seeing the benefits, then they will probably not say it to your face, they'll say it behind your back, which is better.
Well, I think I like that answer. There's a price to pay.
There's a price to pay.
If your purpose is to achieve your set goals in life, you don't care what
exactly. And somebody said something which I thought I said to myself, I'll always. The person said, when you are done, everybody keeps telling you, Karen, you'll be the best lecturer in pharmacy. You do well. Yeah. Then the moment you get there and you're getting accolades and you are taking pictures with Bill Gates, with the President of America, the same people who were telling you that you have potential will be the same people who say, oh, no, no, man, you're so good. There'll be the same people who want to drown you and who are jealous. I guess it's part of human nature. But price to be paid. Yeah. Okay. You wanted to say something? Oh, don't say it's okay. Please be. Say it.
It's like you say, it's a follow-up to what
yes, please.
The question that doctors ask.
Mm-hmm.
So at what stage will I be able to draw a line between positive criticism and somebody referring to me as too good. Because sometimes when we have it at the back of our mind that people are talking about us because of what we're doing, we tend to ignore some positive criticism which can help us to be there. So at what stage will we be able to draw that?
So now I've moved from this to more teaching what I believe, saying it's what I think that what we are also missing is that as human beings, we are not taught that we are learning beings, if that makes sense. So at every point in your life, you are learning. So if you have that mentality that you are learning at every point, number one, you will be so hard on yourself when you make mistakes. And maybe that is the problem. So there are times that you will not listen to positive criticism. That is the truth. But if you have that mentality that you are learning, then when people criticize you, you will be able to remove the shaft from the... Because sometimes there is positive in what they are saying. I have a rule. My rule is that if more than three people tell me the same thing, I need to have it or take notice. You are here, you hear people say, hey, then you're like, okay, oh, it's observation. If I see the thing and I'm saying it, yes, no, but if more and he's telling you, then you have to take notes. But as I said, you will miss some positive criticism. You can't be so hard on yourself that you think that you have to get it right all the time. But you have to also make some notes to yourself that number one, I'm learning, I'll make mistakes, I'll fall, I'll get back up. So let me not be too hard on myself. So sometimes I'll take it, sometimes I won't. Then if people are, I think there's something in the Bible which says that there's wisdom in the crowd or wisdom in the council of minions, something like that. So it's something about like there's wisdom in many or something, the advice or something like that. So for me that is a bit more people. So you should have your own criteria of how you assess what is positive or not. Because for me, it has changed. As I've gotten older, I also realized that sometimes I'm Florence, for example, maybe I don't like Florence. And I realized that when I was younger, if I don't like Florence, whatever Florence says would be wrong. Or, and I thought, hey, But as I got older, I realized that sometimes your best critics are those who actually don't like you. It's truth is hard, but so you have to come up with your own way of assessing what will be positive or not. All right. So in order to build a successful brand, we've understood about the brand purpose. Now we want to talk about the pie, the performance, image, and exposure. Performance being, you can't say that you are the number one diagnostic mechanic in Ghana, and then you don't know anything about it. People come and they are complaining. It means you have to perform. You can't say you are the number one when it comes to what pharmacy, and you don't know what you are doing. That means, apart from what we are putting there, we have to be very conscious of understanding and becoming experts, really, not surface one, becoming an expert in what you want to be known for. And then number two is image, how we package ourselves. How we package ourselves, whether we like it or not, first impressions count. Whether we like it or not, that I want to be myself sometimes. Whether we like it or not, first impressions count. So in the industry that you are in, it may be different from mine. So I am in the beauty industry. So if you come to my office and I have long hair and my nails, I fit perfectly. But I may not fit in another industry. So what is the image? Because that is what people see and go like, okay, this is what I think of the person. And then exposure. How do we get people to know who we are? That's where social media comes in. So there are tangible aspects of that image that I was talking about. And tangible aspects would be like your brand name. Sorry.
It's the image. This
yes.
Is all about the physical, the appearance of the person.
Yes, so the appearance of the person, the colors you choose to use, not just the appearance of your person physically, but also online. If I go to your Facebook page, what will I see? There's actually a website where you submit pictures of yourself and people tell you the impression they get of you. I've used this actually for free. You go and, so whatever picture you want to put online, you put it there, they tell you, oh, you look bossy, or you look this. They give you feedback, it's free. I have to actually remember, forgotten where I live. Yes, but I used it before I used the picture for my LinkedIn. So images, everything, how people see you physically and online, how you project yourself online. So if your first picture is you laughing, that is an image. If the picture is you dancing, some of you, if you go to your Facebook here, what is on your Facebook? So, as I said, it's online, the colors you choose to use, sorry.
It's branding hype.
It's branding what?
Hype.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're hyping yourself, you're selling yourself.
Because I understand that means sometimes.
Fake.
Yes.
That's why I said, I gave you the pack, performance. That apart from you hyping yourself, make sure that when people come and ask you, you'll be able to talk about it. So behind the scenes, you're doing your homework. Whilst you are helping yourself, you are differentiating yourself and exposing that differentiation to others. So you are helping yourself. That is why I think I heard someone refer to your talk. What he said about the fact that it's really not culturally, it's a big difference in our, but you need to let people know. That's branding. That is why the second lady has such a problem, because she does branding. So she manages her image. And so your natural culture that you will be like, this one, she's everywhere, look at the little one in this. What's happening? You know? But she's branding herself.
Yeah. In that case, what is the end goal of branding?
To differentiate yourself. So that you said you are a lab tech, the idea is that if you want to differentiate yourself as a lab tech, I'm assuming you're a professional, when people mention, hey, so lab technicians in Ghana, oh, Isaac, blah, 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 that's the end goal. So that if somebody's recruiting for their lab, they will pick you. Opportunities will come to you because of that.
Because of that, if you started your own lab chain, you know, sometimes you have that, yes, if you start your own chain, people will come there because of you. People go to ICBC because of what's happening. He has bought his brand. People watch Oprah because it's Oprah. That's his brand. So what will differentiate you, make people and attract people to you? It's brand. Let me sit down with you. What's the thing to say?
Wow.
Oh, no, yeah, okay. So you agree with me.
I just want to add up to what you were saying. So with the branding, it's more like you're carving a niche for yourself. So that like they say, oh, they are selling baby bottle water. Oh, make people pick you out of the rest. You understand? Oh, make people. So there's a lot of bottle water brands and all that. Some people say, I like women in Napa. That's because they've
carved it. I think it's inside. Actually, when they did the blind test between Pepsi and Coke, when they asked people, how many, so out of like, how many people like Pepsi? It would be like 1 out of 5. Then they did the blind test. They actually pour it into glass. 90% like Pepsi. It was in that.
As much as you can. So we should
and you are not bragging, you are saying this, you are really saying that the what you believe in. And the company has a problem with that. Maybe you should ask yourself some questions. And some of us maybe will say that if you had the choice, some jobs you've done wouldn't have gone, but the unemployment is so high, you don't have much.
Social media profiles.
there must be some kind of consistency. When somebody sees your profile online, says, oh, wow, this person is an expert in this. So when you say language, so for example, you have to have a brand voice. So we even do that in our normal marketing. When I'm doing maintenance, our people are called they, how we talk is very different from when I'm doing that. So when I say how we talk, it means the brand voice. So when I'm writing something or I'm responding to you reading online, the way I talk is different. So you should ask yourself that as well. How do you look at me?
Then connect and create a professional network.
Call me for a certain round of interviews, but they did it. And the other one,